Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We appreciate you joining us tonight. And, of course, lots of news and notes and commentary. Maybe more commentary tonight than usual. We'll see how that goes. But it's always a pleasure to be with you here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And let's talk about what's going to happen tonight. We're going to hear from Dick Howard. We're going to have the preview of the knockout stage of the UEFA Champions League. Kicks off tomorrow. We have some big matches coming up and also some very interesting matches in the FA Cup. It's all premiership teams against all lower division teams, which is always a lot of fun. And we'll talk about those matchups as well. And Michael Lewis will have the latest news from U.S. Soccer. The big rumor out there. We don't have confirmation. We'll see what Michael has to say about it. A big star from the U.S. women's national team leaving the NWSL to play in England. So we'll talk about that with Michael, plus all the latest news from Major League Soccer and around the soccer world in the United States. Let's bring in now our wonderful host of the show, a Rochester Lancers Hall of Famer, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you very much, Andrew, for the nice intro. I wish that those days will come back. I wish I was much younger and as wiser as I am right now. But talking soccer is certainly a great pleasure for me and for you. And I just, the other day was a nice warm day. The grass was greener and everything. And the hope of spring was right in my head and in my heart. And, it won't be too long until the Rhino is going to start practicing. And I hope that the weather is going to be right for them to train at the stadium. And if not, surely they're going to go indoor. But soccer is just around the corner. And I believe that the fever that exists in our heart, I'm talking about you and I, it's going to be in the heart of the people that love the game, and they're going to call, they should call already the Rhinos office to make their reservation for season passes and all the other offers that they have, because it's going to be a tremendous season. It's going to be a great season. I think that the coach and the hierarchy of the Rhinos organization, they do understand champion need to repeat, and and you and I are going to talk about a champion in England that are in trouble. We don't want our Rhinos to be in the same problem.
We're not going to get relegated, that's for sure, because they don't have such things. But talking about the Rhinos, the Rhinos had some big news, actually just literally broke before the show. A new signing by the Rhinos. Actually, they've had three new signings we'll talk about right now. They just signed today Darius Madison, a member of the former NCAA champion with the University of Virginia. He's a forward, played for the Kitsap Pumas, also played for Reading United, team the Rhinos played in the U.S. Open Cup. Certainly a great, nice attacking player, very quick on the ball, played for the Philadelphia Union Academy before he spent 3 years at the University of Virginia. So certainly he'll be a great addition to the team and another big addition to the team for the Rhinos. As we know, we lost, of course, Christian Valesky and Steven Dos Santos. Well, the Rhinos have gone back to Cape Verde, and they have signed Cape Verdean international Antonio Correa, or Carrera. I hope I pronounced that right. Correa. I'll get it eventually.
Correa.
He is the all-time top scorer for Cape Verde in international play. Played in the Cape Verdean League last year. Scored 17 goals in the season. He's only 23 years old, so certainly two young studs up top to replace the two guys we lost. And I'm very interested to see Correa play, because again, somebody that young who has an international pedigree is always a big addition for the Rhinos.
One of the things that I think that the coach and Pat Erkel are looking at is just especially on forward and on defense. They're trying to get tall players in order to adhere to the head ball situation, you know, the high balls and all that, that it goes with, you know, the chemistry of forward people. And certainly, you know, one of the things that I always was impressed with is, you know, if you look at the like of the people that we had as forward in the Rhino and in the Pestilences, they were all taller guys. I mean, certainly they were taller than me. But of course,
I'm not going to say a word, no, Joe.
I know you started to say something, but
I didn't say
I'm
a
glad
word.
You didn't say it. But in any event, it's not that tall you really are, because look at Messi. He's as tall as I am, or a little bit, maybe a little bit more. But look at the fame and how good of a player he is. So the Rhinos are certainly going to improve and replace some of the people that some of the people that they lost. And certainly there is one disclaimer that I really want to make. And you know, there's a lot of people that I talk to. They look at the plays that they get, their college kids, that they're this and they're that. Well, it all depends on the quality of those people, the quality, how they perform on the field. And certainly it's a thing that everybody wants. Kids from college, they want to go in the big league, and certainly they have to demonstrate, and they got to have a place to play. So the Rhinos are, and Bob Lilly, of course, is the teacher of the game, and I think that he's going to be... He's going to be an instructor. He's going to make those people perform well. He's going to make those people be noticed. And, that's the way the situation goes. Now, you know, the other thing that we're dealing with is that we are a farm team, you know, from MLS. So we'll see what players we're going to get.
We'll talk to Bob Lilly about that next week. Hopefully the training camp starts. We may have some news about the affiliation with Major League Soccer, so we'll talk more about that next week. Another player, by the way, the Rhinos signed, formerly member of the Wilmington Hammerheads. Hammer's no longer in the top flight of the USL. They're down in the PDL now. Stefan DeFrager, graduate of Dartmouth, so definitely has some pedigree and some smarts, not only to go along with his skill on the soccer field. Won an Ivy League championship with Dartmouth, and he played again for Wilmington, so now he's another new member of the Rhinos. So three new guys coming into the Rhinos side, and we'll see what Bob Lilly and the Pat Erkley come up with as training camp starts next Monday. We'll again hopefully have Bob Lilly on our show next Monday to talk about what's going on with training camp. But another player, of course, Joe, you remember, name of Matthew Delicott.
Yeah.
He announced his retirement today from professional soccer. And remember the great days he played with the Rhinos and, of course, made many years with the Richmond Kickers. So
right.
We wish him all the best in his future endeavors.
I'd like to get your take on the players that the Rhinos get from college. What is your thoughts about that?
I think that they're coming into the best possible situation. Remember, I talked with Bob Lilly at the, unfortunately, the wake of of Evy Denalfo last week, and Bob was saying that one of the things the Rhinos do that a lot of clubs don't do, which I think it shows the class of this organization, is Bob personally gives reviews and pointers and gives information to the players and the agents for every player that the Rhinos look at. So they know how to improve themselves, make themselves better players, even if they don't become a member of the Rochester Rhinos. And that gives the Rhinos credibility, not only with the players, but with the agents. And they know that if the agents see how the Rhinos treat their players and their trialists, they will tend to send Rhinos better players. So I think that we get to see some of these top-level players, not only from the United States, but from other countries as well, because of what Bob Lilly and Pat Ercoli do. So it's great to have them in charge.
To your point, you and I understand what's going on, just like you illustrated. But being a critic and putting myself to the people that I talk to, that you say, that why don't you come to the game? And I say, well, just a little better college game.
That's not true.
So I mean, look at the college teams
the Rhinos play against. They beat them rather easily. It's a completely different game and a completely different way that the game is coached and played at a professional level versus the college level. It's different rules. I mean, there's more substitutions in college, and it's a much more of an athletic game rather than a technical game.
So the reason why we're debating this thing, you and I, is because somehow to our listener, we got to send the message to our listener, is that, you know, don't look and don't compare the amateur team, a good amateur team, you know, with the Rhinos, because they say a good amateur team, you know, can compete with the Rhinos.
No, I can't. Look at the U.S. Open Cup. The Rhinos defeated the amateur team 6-7, 8-0 last year. But of course, the Rhinos are not Barcelona or Chelsea or Juventus either. This is the team we have. I mean, every city, every community around the world has their own team in most cases, and this is the team we have to support. They're our local team. It's what, you know, Soccer Sam always talks about: support your local teams, no matter if it's soccer, baseball, hockey, lacrosse, basketball, whatever it is. Support your Rochester-based teams. Speaking of Rochester-based teams, I got some news for you. Next year, 2018, there's going to be a new soccer team in Rochester. A team that is being founded and put together by a gentleman by the name, if you remember his name, Victor Paco. Remember him? Played for the Rhinos, was Albanian international. Well, he's starting a team called Super 9 FC in a league called the United Premier Soccer League, which is a top-level amateur or semi-professional league that's right now based only in the west coast of the country. But they're expanding this league to the east coast and around the country. And this is a league that Eric Winalda is a coach in this league. He coaches the LA Wolves. And these teams play in the U.S. Open Cup. And so they are expanding significantly. They're very much of a regional, I mean, they're a regional-based league. They have, everybody plays in a conference, and they play the teams in their conference, and then eventually they'll get to play in, you know, playoffs or whatever. But this is a team that is going to start playing in 2018 in the spring. This league plays a spring and a fall season. And then the champions of the spring and fall season play each other for the overall title. So again, this is coming in 2018, and we don't have any more information about this, but we'll see what happens.
Well, we never did this before, but I don't know whether it can be done. You're the expert on this. For our fans or our listeners that listen to our program, and they have their own opinion, can they just email us to soccerkickinthegrass.com?
And you could go to our Twitter feed. We have our Twitter handle is Radio Soccer. You can send us a message or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Soccer. And
we'll read it. We'll debate it.
Absolutely. We definitely would like to hear from you. What would you like us to talk about on the show? We try to catch all different areas of soccer, local soccer, national and international soccer. So before we go to our break, one more point I wanted to bring up. Another player we're very familiar with in Rochester, Whitney Engen, played for the Western New York Flash, couple different stints with the Flash. She will not play this season in the NWSL. Probably, I think she's going to retire from soccer. She has other outside interests, and you know, right now plays for the Boston Breakers. But we all wish Whitney well in her future endeavors as well. And one more point before we go to break, I want to make this personal because coming up this Wednesday is my 25th wedding anniversary, and without my glorious and gracious, beautiful, and beautiful and understanding wife.
That's a word, understanding wife.
I wouldn't be able to do this show.
Exactly.
So, to my beautiful wife, Cindy, happy anniversary and many, many more years. Hopefully, we'll.
And I love you.
Yes. And I love you, too, yes. And, of course, with Valentine's Day coming up as well, all of you have people out there who love, you know, you have a loved one, tell them you love them. If you don't have everybody, show your love for soccer. Make soccer your Valentine.
And Cindy, from Soccer Kicking the Grass, me and Nana, on a personal basis, happy anniversary, and thank you for allowing this guy that love you so much to be part of the radio show and do all the crazy things that we do to keep this show alive. So thank you very much, and happy anniversary. And we'll, happy Valentine's Day as well.
That's right. And we'll have Dick Howard up next with the International Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. You can go to the interactive website at davidolivodmd.com to find out all about what the practice has to offer. And you want to give them a call for a consultation, make an appointment, get your teeth cleaned, et cetera, et cetera. 328-3382 is the number, and we appreciate Dr. Olivo being our title sponsor once again this season on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in the bustling city of Toronto?
Oh, a little bit of snow on the ground, Andrew. I think you probably have got some as well. But if the match is being played today, they might have been called off because of the snow.
I think they could have been, but we had some two big matches, one in England and one in Italy. To defer to my esteemed host, we'll talk about the Italian match first.
The Italian match went very well. They just Roma.
Lazio
was needed to win. But they end up with a tie, so you know that's
against Milan.
Against Milan, yeah. And Milan, by the way,
getting spots in Europe right next year.
Yeah, Donnarumma, which you will be happy to know that they gave him a penalty, and he argued with the referee because it was not a penalty. But you know, he went for the ball. He missed the ball, and the guy went over him. He actually didn't trip him, but the referee, the goal judge, called it a penalty.
Interesting.
So you don't think the penalty should have been awarded?
I don't think the penalty should have been awarded because it was not a voluntary tripping. He went for the ball. He extended his arm. He missed the ball, and the guy tripped on his arm. But he didn't go to. He didn't grab him or nothing.
So that's a result that neither team.
Yeah, the only game I saw today was a very good win for Manchester City in the south of England in Bournemouth.
Very tough place
and
to play.
Probably, Andrew, you saw that game as well.
Yeah, Sergio Aguero came off the bench. Gabriel Jesus, who had been starting, was injured. And there's been a lot of rumors he might be leaving Manchester City because he and Guardiola are not really seeing eye to eye. But he did come in, and City goes to second place, 8 points behind Chelsea. And I think maybe they might be the only team that could catch Chelsea because they do play the Blues later this season, but it's in London, so it would be a difficult
situation. But they're not going to catch him.
Well, they might be.
You never know. Not too long ago against their rivals in Manchester United, they caught up. But I was impressed, especially with their second half performance and the play of Raheem Sterling and Leroy Sané. I thought on the flanks was the difference because it is so effective. If you've got players that can run at defenders and cause problems, and Joe remembers well a player by the name of Carlos Messerieri, if he got into one-on-one situations, look out for defenders.
I know.
So certainly Manchester City goes to 8 points, but the numbers 2 through 6 in the Premiership are just, they're locked in a very tight battle, and they're battling for
Chelsea. Chelsea got 60 points, equal to Juventus. Manchester got the 52 points, equal to Roma, 53. Tottenham got 50 points, and equal to Napoli, 51. And then, of course, you got Arsenal with 50 points, Liverpool with 49, and Manchester United with 48. So it's very, very close. Anything can happen. One game, lose one game.
And there's so much at stake, isn't there, for, you know, where you finish in the league, if you can get into Europe, and the financial rewards of doing that is so immense, and it's unique to our sport. And I think one of the great features that makes every game interesting, and we've had some great games and some upsets over the weeks of teams not only trying to get into the top part of the table to get into Europe, but also to prevent them from being relegated. And that's also going to be a battle at the bottom of the Premiership.
And Joe's got an article. We had an article in our paper today about Leicester City. I was stunned to see that.
I know. I can't believe that either. But I saw it on the newspaper. I said, I got to cut that out to show to Andrew. And that's it. They're talking
about.
What
were they saying about Leicester? The fact that they could be relegated after winning, the top prize last year.
Yeah, they said that they're risking relegation, and besides that, the coach risked being fired. And an Italian paper, an Italian news, I read that Ranieri said, "It's all. I've been a nice guy up until now, and I was trying to motivate the players in a nice way. So now, I'm not going to be a nice guy no more. It's got to, you know, he's got to motivate them to play. And one of the players, I don't remember his name, he said that they interviewed him, and they said there is no animosity against the coach. Everybody wants to win. They know that the fans are disillusioned. He says, if you think the fans are disillusioned, just think of us. We're disillusioned too.
So. You know what's interesting about this is that you don't think about, you think about great players. You think about guys who score the goals. Guys like, you know, Costa and Sanchez and Wayne Rooney and Aguero and all these great players. Leicester last year, of course, had Jamie Vardy, who was incredible, and Riyadi Mahrez. The key to that team, though, and I think is the main reason they fall apart, is N'Golo Kante, who now plays for Chelsea.
And you're responsible for that, Andrew. You mentioned Kante's move to Chelsea.
And he said, they say he may be the MVP of the Premiership because what he does as a defensive midfielder, winning balls, you can't put a price tag on that. You don't see any statistics. But
absolutely brilliant. His work rate, you know, he must cover 12, 13, 14 kilometers a game. But you're quite right. It's a good observation, Andrew, when you talk about his ball-winning ability. In one-on-one situations, it's quite remarkable. And as I say, he'll set up players from that, and that's his job. And he's doing it to perfection for Conte at Chelsea.
You know, that reminds me, you know, going back a little bit, that reminds me of the Three Musketeers, Van Godoy, Eli Durante, and Francisco Escos. Francisco Escos, mm-hmm. he used to lose about 3 to 4 pounds, 5 pounds, you know, mm-hmm. in some instances, in some games, because he ran, and he tackled, and he defended, he went forward. And, you know, Eli Durante was the same thing. They read the game so well, the three of them, mm-hmm. that they controlled the midfield. And that's, you know, that was the basis of, and they earned the name the Three Musketeers because they were great. I mean, there's a cohesion between them.
Good comparison, Joe.
It certainly is. And so players, you know, you never know who might be the key guy, because also Chelsea's players came back from last year and they did not do very well. That one addition, plus, of course, Conte as a coach, and then different formation. Yeah.
In closing, though, I hope that Claudio Ranieri survives this and that Leicester survive, because they've been brilliant. You know, the whole community was caught up in the euphoria last year and they must be so devastated. They at least had a win in the cup, which puts them into the next round of the cup. But their league form has been very inconsistent. No goals going in, and giving up a lot of bad goals. So it's a team lacking a lot of confidence that's playing in Premiership games. But hopefully, the cup will do that. Well, we've got some great games in Europe this week, guys.
Right. Leicester plays in Europe next week, because
they're gonna play. Yeah.
Right. They played Sevilla. Yeah. But this week there's the four matchups. Tomorrow it's Benfica against Dortmund, so we can see Christian Pulisic from that U.S. international playing for Dortmund. And then the glamour tie, PSG against Barcelona. They'll be playing at the in France in that one. And then Wednesday, the big one is Bayern Munich hosting Arsenal. And every year Arsenal gets a terrible draw in the round of 16, and this year is no different. And Real Madrid against Napoli, I think it's going to be a great tie as well. It's some great matches on Fox Sports 1 and 2 coming up tomorrow and Wednesday.
But it's great, you know. I think that all the games are being played in four. What I class as the great stadium in European football, you know, the atmosphere of the games will be absolutely unreal. And I can't wait for them to start. And as you rightly mentioned, you know, the matchups are perfect. Benfica, Borussia Dortmund. Dortmund losing to Darmstadt at the weekend, the bottom team in the Bundesliga. So they're lacking a bit of confidence. That's going to be a good one at the Stade de Loos. Then the Parc des Princes, PSG, Barca, Cavani against Suarez.
Wow.
Just great. And both teams missing, of course, defensive players, Mascherano and Thiago Silva. And then Bayern, Arsenal.
I can just, you know, one of the
say
one
no
of the
more.
Things
you know, it's unfortunate for Arsene Wenger that he comes up against another tough team.
You know, one of the things that I really feel and would like to attend, one of those games where you got 100,000 people, and you know the atmosphere, the ambience, and all the chanting that goes on, it makes for Stimulating you and just being in a place that seem unreal sometimes.
Bernabeu is going to be like that on Wednesday. I mean, Joe, you know Napoli as well as anybody. Do you think they have a chance against Real Madrid?
You know what? I being optimistic, I think they have a chance. But realistic, I think they should. If they end up with a tie, it will be good. They're probably going to go and play for a tie and then see what happens.
You think so?
You know, because they've got a great
right
coach.
I've seen Napoli this season, and when they're on form, they're a difficult team to beat. Of course, both teams are full strength. Gareth Bale just coming back for training for Real Madrid. But Real Madrid, they've not been performing too consistently in recent weeks. You know, in watching the games, they've won the games in the most part, but they haven't been convincing with the wins.
Dick, just for the sake of an argument, just so that you would describe, why don't you describe, because you attend all these venues, you know, all these famous venues, as a reporter and as a soccer player that you were, okay? What is the feeling when you're going to one of those places? What is that to go through your heart, your emotion? And, you know, can you describe that?
It's hard to describe. There's probably two instances. Once when I representing Canada in the World Cup qualifying, we played the first game for a Canadian team in the Azteca Stadium. And I remember driving in the bus into the bowels of the stadia, which, you know, has over 100,000 of the top games. And when we were walking along the corridor to come behind the goal, I heard this racket at the end of the corridor. I wonder what's happening. It's like a fireworks display. And the two teams came out behind the goal, and all hell broke loose. You know, there were only 50, 60,000 at the game, but it was still an incredible atmosphere. I compare that when I was in London doing a feature on the FA Cup finals. And in the London tour, if you do a tour of Wembley Stadium, they have the speakers coming on and players talk about the moment of truth when they came out of the tunnel and the crowd sees them. That's when you say, this is it, I'm going to really perform to my best. Or you say, why am I playing here? And, you know, and players take the opposite. But can boost you when you're playing in front of a big crowd and a great atmosphere.
I went to the old Wembley. My parents was on our honeymoon. I went to see England play France at Wembley. My wife will never forgive me for that because we really got crushed in the crowd. But I got to see Alan Shearer score his first international goal for England, and Gary Lineker came off the bench and scored a goal for England in a 2-0 friendly win. So I'll never forget that. It was unbelievable.
I really don't think there is a sports that can equal, you know, to the frenzy that soccer can give you. I mean, if football, you know, it's a contact sport and a lot of things go to it. Hockey is the same. But, you know, soccer is something different. You know, 100,000 people, 200,000.
You know what the difference is, Joe? You can have matchups like it's going to happen 1 week from today. Arsenal in the FA Cup has to go to play Sutton United in the fifth division of English soccer, a team in the southern part of London. The stadium holds 3,500 people. And the great, you know, this is Arsenal, one of the greatest teams in the world, going to play this tiny team who's actually been around for over almost 120 years, but they've never done much in English soccer.
It's going to be great atmosphere, Andrew, and Gender Green Lane. And the reason why there could be an upset? Well, it just happens to be an artificial pitch, and sometimes teams are not too comfortable playing on that kind of surface. So Sutton United, to their credit, said, no, we're not going to switch the game to Arsenal and get a lot more money. We're going to play them in our own little field and get a result. And don't be surprised if they get one, because it's happened in the past, these David and Goliath matchups in the English FA Cup.
That's right. And it's, Arsenal has to play at Bayern Munich, so obviously they're probably going to play a lot of their second teamers, and this is the biggest match in Sutton United history, and this is going to be something very special. Again, it's next Monday, but every match in the FA Cup is a premiership team against a lower division team, so every one of these is a David and Goliath. You've got Burnley hosting Lincoln City, also from the 5th division in English soccer.
Yeah, they're top of the 5th division, though. They're having a great season.
They certainly are. Wolverhampton Wanderers will host Chelsea on Saturday. Huddersfield hosts Manchester City. Millwall, one of the most difficult places to play in all of England, at the Den, against hosting Leicester City. And then coming up, we have Fulham against Spurs in a London derby on Sunday. It was some of the top matches. But it's going to be great. I can't wait to see some
of these. And that's going to be a great one. You know, it's my favorite stadium. When people ask me which stadium would you go to watch a game in London, it's Craven Cottage, one of my favorite right. grounds. And why? Another reason: great meat pies, guys. Great meat pies.
And that's the stadium. It's literally right on the Thames. It borders.
It
right,
is.
It runs up
yeah.
right against
you kick the
Thames.
Ball out of the ground and it comes into the River Thames, and they've got a boatman there waiting to recover the loose balls. Yeah, it's going to be a good game as well, because they say when you have these local derbies, it's going to be one to remember.
It's going to be a great weekend of football. Again, the David and Goliath matchups that everybody loves to see. Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2 will have these matches this coming weekend, and then next Monday it's Sutton United against Arsenal. That's the lone Monday match. So, Dick, a lot to talk about this week, and certainly a lot more to talk about next week when we
yeah.
talk about the Champions League and what happened in the FA Cup and what else was going on around the world of soccer. So, enjoy
it. Great.
Have a happy Valentine's Day with you and Anne, and enjoy yourself.
The same for the two of
stay
you guys.
Warm.
All the best, and look after
stay
your
warm,
favorite
Dick.
Ones tomorrow.
You hear? Stay warm.
Ciao, yeah, guys.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Have a good one. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick every Monday night on our show talking about international soccer. You can also hear every week on our show Michael Lewis talking about U.S. soccer. That'll come up next. And news on a potential big move of a U.S. women's international to play in England and leave the NWSL. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
I like a bigger pizza. Pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosh-a-coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore's.
The 22nd season of Rochester Rhino Soccer is less than 2 months away. The Rhinos open the 2017 campaign on Saturday, April 1st on the road at Bethlehem Steel FC. The home opener is Saturday, April 22nd at 6.05 p.m. against the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2 at newly renamed Capelli Sports Stadium. Rochester Rhinos 2017 season tickets are now on sale, which include all 16 regular season home matches. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Report tonight brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, with numerous locations around the Rochester area. The number to call, one number, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. And tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So what better way to show someone that you love them with a gift of a heart-shaped super slice from Salvatore's? What a great lunch or dinner for all your loved ones. Heart-shaped super slices for Valentine's Day tomorrow at Salvatore's. And we really appreciate, again, Salvatore's being our sponsor for many years here on Soccer is a Kick.
All the Salvatore's, all the players.
Yep, that's what they said. So get your pizza tomorrow.
Get the pizza tomorrow.
That's right. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm very good, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing, it's pretty cold here, Mike, in Rochester, New York, and we have snow on the ground, and the wind is blowing a lot, so we're doing good because where we are is nice and warm.
We're getting the wind as well most of the day today. We got about 15 inches here where I live on Long Island, but thanks to some temperatures above 32 degrees, it's gone down to about, I'd say 7 inches, so I can't complain, all things considered.
I have to make a comment. The email that you and I exchanged, you said you had two shovels. And that is one for you and one for your wife? Or you use both of them?
I do the shoveling here, which is no problem. Because if I'm home, and this is something for anyone to follow, I think. Everyone has their own rules of shoveling, but if I'm home and it's snowing, I will go out early on, and I call it scraping, because essentially I'm taking an inch or two off. But if I, again, I'm out at home for a decent amount of time, I'll go out every few hours and take a little more off. It definitely saves the back in the long run. Unfortunately, once in a while, you can't go out. It's a blizzard situation, or it happens overnight, but I found out I'd rather do it light shoveling, or as I like to call it, scraping 3-4 times a day than break my back trying to do it all at once. But everyone has their own system.
I know. I do the same, believe it or not. I have this phobia that I got to see the black of my driveway. And I don't know why. I have a guy that come and plow my driveway, but I don't like the job that he does. So after he gets done paving the snow down, I go out and I, with the shovel, I scrape everything.
You should pay somebody. You should get one of the kids in the neighborhood to do it.
There's not too many kids in my neighborhood.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, it's fun. Especially when the other day they had a big flag coming down.
Fun,
and it was fun to watch the flag, you know, the big flag. And not there's another day ahead, the wind was blowing and everything accumulated in my garage door. because the wind was blowing from the west.
Joe, I think the weather forecast brought to you by Snow Dog. Anyway, Michael, the big news that's floating around right now, and Equalizer Soccer is talking about it. A lot of people are talking about it. The potential big move of one Carly Lloyd going to Manchester City, leaving the NWSL. What are you hearing about this? What's the latest from your sources?
Probably the same as everyone else. She's been offered a contract. It sounds like she's going to sign it if she hasn't signed it already. Although in England, we're talking about a little past midnight, so I'd be surprised if they announce anything, or they'll wait until tomorrow morning at the earliest to do it. But, you know, I don't blame Carly or any other woman player for seeking the best possible contract, especially Carly. You're talking about she's won the FIFA Women's World Player of the Year 2 years running. She's at 34 years old. She doesn't have that much more time in her professional career. So I any money. I don't want to use the word money grab, but any way she can make money or extra money, why not? And it's a different challenge. It's a different environment there. I think she'll learn a lot and maybe bring back something to the United States. So I will never, ever begrudge any player if the money is right. And we all know as long as she's healthy, Carly Lloyd will play. You know, it's not like she's going to battle for a starting position unless her form all of a sudden goes down the drain. So I just cannot blame her at all for taking the stab, again, because of all those circumstances. I don't know, you know, how much money is involved, but it's from what I've gathered, it's more than what she would earn in the NWSL. And you can't cry for her because I don't think she's going to lose any of her endorsements by going over to England for a year.
I have another question, Mike, that maybe you'll be able to answer. Now, you know, we know the story of Hope Solo, but aside of the story, she was a tremendous goalkeeper. What will prevent her to go to England as well? Those people don't want to take a chance on her, or do you think there's an opportunity for her? What is her? Is she all done with soccer?
From the last I heard, she is, and she still wants to play. She still thinks she can play, and I think she still can play. I don't think there's anything that would prevent her. Any ban that she had playing for the U.S. women's team ends this month. I don't think she's playing anywhere in the NWSL at the moment, so.
No.
If she gets the right contract offer, if someone believes in her who wants to bring her over, I would not be surprised if she would go over. But I guess you need two to tango. You need a team, and you need a team and the right conditions for Hope Solo to go over, and Hope Solo wanting to go over. She's no spring chicken for a goalkeeper. She's in her mid to late 30s. I don't have it off the top of my head. But,
yeah, but goalkeeper can play until they're 50.
well, into their early 40s. But I know where you're coming from on that, though. And I think, again, if the situation is right for her, and we're talking about money and a decent team, yeah, why not? If a team does need a superior goalkeeper, I still think she can play at a high level.
I
guess we'll have to see.
My thoughts is that she's a talented goalkeeper, she showed what she's got as far as the goalkeeper. Now, you know, her being a spoken kind of person, sometimes they got her in trouble. And certainly, you know, there's a lot of people that do that and get away with it. And then in her case, you know, they just clamped down on her. But there's a lot of other people that did worse things than she did and got away with it.
Well, we'll see how it happens.
Well,
I think, with solo.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But I think some of the things that have happened to her and with her in non-soccer police events off the field have added up, and I think that has not helped at all. And, you know, I don't know if she's going to ever come back to the U.S. women's team. The fact that she's not on the She Believes Cup roster tells me that Jill Ellis wants to go in a different direction right now. We'll see what the United States has in goalkeeping during that tournament. See if someone can emerge to come close to what Hope Solo accomplished in her career. Quite frankly, it will be intriguing after Hope retires to see how quickly she gets voted into the National Soccer Hall of Fame, because it's a combination of writers, I believe it's inductees, and various coaches and general managers around the United States. You know, given what she's accomplished, I think she should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't care what happens to a person
in her private
off
life.
The field as much as on the field. I'm getting ahead of myself there. I'm not trying to get her retired.
Well, Michael, it's a big tournament. Switching to the men, the big tournament starts on the weekend. It's the CONCACAF Under 20 tournament. The U.S. coached by Tom Ramos, and they're trying to qualify for the Under 20 World Cup. And they play Saturday against Panama at 3:30. What do you think your chances are of making the World Cup?
You know, given that the U.S. has had played at a high level at the youth level for so many years, you would have to put the U.S., you know, in the haves, not the have-nots. They should be able to make the World Cup of any youth tournament. Under 17, under 20, men, women, boys, girls, whatever you want to call it. We should be able to get through CONCACAF. And if we're not, then you have to take a look at the quality of the players, the quality of the players who were selected. Did we select the right players? And then, quite frankly, whoever the coach was, did he or she do the make the right decisions in picking the team, using the system, and utilizing the players properly at a tournament like this, because games come one right after another, so you want to keep a team fresh at a CONCACAF Youth Championship. And it's not like you have long periods between games, so the U.S. and any other team, a wise coach will use his players wisely in this tournament. But the U.S. should be able to reach a World Cup at any age level. That's the expectations. If it doesn't happen, I consider it a failure. Because the only way players are going to get better is playing in the best competitions in different environments. And it's not just the CONCACAF Championship. It's also in the World Championship. Different pressure, different situation. There's always room to learn, whether it's only three games at the World Cup or maybe six or seven. But the U.S. should be able to reach a World Championship. I don't want to hear about any excuses.
That's right. And, of course, lots of things going on in Major League Soccer. There's a not-so-friendly happening this week at the Red Bulls against NYCFC. It'll be on the YES Network on Wednesday. Where's that being played, Michael?
It's going to be played at 4 o'clock in Eastern Time in Tucson, Arizona. So Unfortunately, soccer fans, you're going to have to sneak it onto your computer or whatever device, or your phone, while your boss isn't looking, if you want to follow the game. It's a unique situation. We've never had a Hudson River Derby outside of the Hudson River area before. Granted, it's only been 2 years of this great rivalry, but I know it's only a preseason game, but there's always, you know, bragging rights involved. Both teams, I think more than anything else, they could care less in the long run who wins this game. I think they're more interested in getting the team prepared for the season. The Red Bulls, a week from Wednesday, they have the first leg of the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Champions League series against Vancouver Whitecaps. I think they're more concerned about that, whether or not they're going to beat NYCFC. Don't get me wrong, they'd love to, but I think they would love to, at this juncture, trade a loss in preseason to their Hudson rivals for a victory in the first game of the CONCACAF Champions League. So, but saying that, I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to put it under the microscope more than any other preseason match for obvious reasons, and I hope it's going to be a fun game.
Should be, and then hopefully Red Bull Arena will have no snow on the ground next week when the Vancouver Whitecaps come to town for the CONCACAF Champions. We'll talk more about that on next week's show, Michael, but wish you all a happy Valentine's Day. You enjoy, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you very much, and have a happy Valentine's Day as well, too, gentlemen.
You too, Mike. Happy Valentine's to you and your wife, and don't shovel too much snow.
I'll try not to. Joy says hello, by the way.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. We'll talk to you next week. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we'll be back to wrap up the show next here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. She
loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, little Beatles, how about that? Yeah. Yeah. It's back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battiste, Joe Redcarp, Sirianni wrapping up the show. And, of course, I want to thank Dick Howard and Michael Lewis for being on. And also, well, I always want to thank our sponsors. Because without our sponsors, we would not have a show.
Exactly. And we can't say too much about the people that really listen to us and make this show work while doing it. And like we said it before, if you got anything that you want to say to us, any comments whatsoever, just tweet us or email us at...
Okay, the Twitter is Radio Soccer is the handle, and the Facebook page is facebook.com/Radio Soccer, or you can write Andrew at soccerisakickinthegrass.com or Joe at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Right. And give us some topics. Is there anything you want us to talk about? Get any kind of guests you want to get? I mean, we probably can't get Messi or any Italian players, but we'll do our best.
We'll do our best. So just to let us know what you think.
And, of course, I want to thank Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL for doing a great job, as always. We very much appreciate Bob and all of his time and efforts that he does for our show. Next Monday, we'll have Scott Vallow on the show, and hopefully Bob Lilly or Pat Erkley as well. Next Monday, 6:30, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buona notte.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scola, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.